What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Today, I'm here with my friend Chancellor Clay. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do for the people who don't know you, bud.
Hey there. So I'm an entrepreneur and I currently run two businesses. My first business is an electronics buyback company, and my second business is an e-commerce site which sells used books, DVDs, and CDs.
Awesome, bud. So how did you get into the entrepreneurial world at your age?
So essentially, I'm a huge bookworm, and so whenever I'm in a thrift store or Goodwill location, I immediately bolt towards the book section just because I enjoy books. And so I started noticing the price discrepancies between the super cheap thrift store price and the online listed price. And so I thought to myself, I can make a quick buck here. And so I started out by buying a few dozen books, getting them listed on eBay, and then evidently they sold. And from here on out, I've expanded the company to where I'm buying books, DVDs, and CDs in wholesale quantities.
That's awesome. So how old are you?
I'm 15 years old.
So at 15 years old, how were you able to spot that pattern and decide to fill in the gap there?
I honestly don't know how it just occurred. I think my brain is hardwired to look for like the best deal possible. And, you know, if it's a really good deal here and it's not a so good deal here, but it's selling at that not so good of a deal, you know, there's that little profit, I guess, that could be made up.
Absolutely. So tell me a little bit about the electronics industry. I didn't even really know that people could get into flipping phones and doing stuff like that. So how does all that work?
So essentially how I got started out is there was a lot of publicity regarding the iPhone 11 launch, like endless news articles, endless videos being released, just a huge press push. And so I looked at the eBay price for the phone, and then I looked at the Facebook Marketplace price for the phone. It was just kind of like, that's interesting. So I didn't really do anything with it until I decided to dive in and do some research and watch a ton of videos regarding the just the process of reselling phones. And so I started out by buying a cracked iPhone 4S, which is super old, for $9, and I sold it on eBay for like $25. And so I thought to myself, dang, that was pretty easy. So I started flipping, you know, a bunch of older models. You know, I get like an iPhone 6 for $20, sell it for $50 or $100, and then, you know, just keep scaling up, building up that capital. And now I've expanded it to the point where my business has just started buying iPhones, iPads, everything under the sun in wholesale quantities. And then we're getting with folks that are overseas. And since electronics are worth more overseas, we can make up that price discrepancy, and that's called profit.
So how do you find those connections overseas to be able to sell those phones that you acquire?
So finding the connection is actually pretty hard, because with any industry that involves a lot of money, there's a lot of scammers out there. And so it's you really have to establish yourself domestically before you can go international. And so luckily there's a lot of folks out there that are willing to, you know, connect you with folks. And, you know, if they're legit and legitimate business, they're usually willing to help you in some way, shape, or form, connect you with other legitimate businesses as well.
So how do you go about finding customers locally?
So my local strategy is actually pretty simplistic. Essentially what I do is I post ads in the Facebook buy trade sell groups that are, you know, in every city. And then my ads just say, I buy iPhones in any condition. And then people either comment on the post or message me directly, and then they get a quote for their device.
So where does all the confidence come from being so young, but dealing with all these adults?
Man, I personally don't know where, you know, just my internalized confidence comes in. Obviously in a lot of scenarios, I can get a little hesitant or a little shaky because, you know, oh boy, I've never done this. I'm dealing with adults. I don't know what to do. You know, they have a lot more experience than I do. But luckily, there's a lot of very nice mentors out there who are willing to help young folks like me just learn about the industry, learn about business, and learn about customer relations in general.
Awesome. I like how you mentioned mentors. What has the power of mentors been on your journey so far?
Man, mentors and people that are just willing to, you know, guide me along the way have been very, very helpful for me, just, you know, exploring the world of business, exploring, you know, all these different industries and businesses and whatnot. It's truly incredible how people are just willing to lend out a helping hand, especially when they have a ton of experience under their belt.
Absolutely. So being a kid dealing with these adults, do they treat you different? And if so, is it in the same way that you expected them to, or how does that go?
I guess they do treat me, through my observations, I've seen that they actually do treat me in a somewhat different way. At first, you know, I would always expect them to be like, oh, you're a kid, what do you know? And just really downtrod on me because, you know, I don't really have that much experience under my belt. And, you know, my age is very, very young compared to everyone else. But to my surprise, they've actually been really, really helpful. Folks that have helped me, folks in business situations, folks have been super helpful to me. And it's just really, really nice to, have that.
Absolutely. So if there were kids out there that maybe they've been avoiding starting a business, but they want to just because they're young, like what advice would you give them?
Ooh, let's see. So, what I would suggest doing first is, starting your business on a very, very small scale. So I started out by just buying a couple dozen books or, you know, just buying one or two iPhones here and there, like super old ones, and then just learning everything that you can about that business, studying the larger businesses. And so, you know, my book business, you know, sells about 1,000 to 1,500 books per year, but there are tons of other book wholesalers out there that sell, you know, anywhere from 300,000 to a million books a year. So just really studying what they do, how they do it, and how they're able to get their, you know, in this case, like eBay or Amazon listing in front of the consumer's eyes, and then just sort of copying that.
Awesome. So I've got a fun question for you now. If you could go back and have a conversation with yourself before you got started with either of your businesses, what would you make sure that you knew and understood?
Ooh, I would tell myself to definitely implement some business models or business strategies a little bit sooner, just so I can have a increased monetization and increased profit margins. But the biggest thing I would tell myself is that just don't give up, because you know business and life in general is a roller coaster with plenty of ups and downs. And you know, when you're going up, you're really enthusiastic and you want to keep pushing. But as soon as that roller coaster starts to, you know, dip and go down, you really you know sometimes want to quit, especially in entrepreneurship. And so I've had occasions where, you know, I buy like a bad batch of books, or like one instance where I got, you know, robbed during a Facebook Marketplace deal. And during those occasions, I wanted to quit then and there. But, you know, if I would have quit then and there, I would have not been able to scale it up to the point where I've scaled it up to now.
Oh, man. And also, I'm hoping that I know you've gone through some of those instances now, and I'm hoping you already realize that all of those times that maybe they feel like a failure, the majority of the time you're going to learn so much from those instances where you failed, the lessons that you never would have learned if you hadn't have gone through it.
Yeah, it's insane what those, you know, I guess bad instances have taught me. I guess I can't really consider them bad because, you know, they taught me so much. Like when I bought a bad batch of books, I, you know, quickly enlisted them on eBay and they just sat there forever and none of them sold. And I got frustrated at myself, like, how could you buy this? But then I learned about, you know, selling statistics and eBay, and eBay's statistics system, where it allows you to see how often a book sells. And that has really revolutionized my business, just by, you know, implementing that before I list a book on there, so that way I can see if it's actually going to sell. And then with the with getting robbed during a Facebook Marketplace deal, that allowed me to, you know, learn about just conducting business safely in general, and to always meet folks inside a secure location at all times.
Absolutely. So what is the best way for people to see more of you? Maybe they need to get rid of their old iPhone. Like, what is the best way for people to get in touch with you?
I do all my business on Facebook. That is just the main platform for me. Every single one of my deals, every single one of my business leads is always on Facebook. So you can just look up my name, Chancellor Clay, Chancellor, and then Clay, Clay, and you'll find me immediately.
Awesome, bud. Well, thanks so much for joining us on the show today.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Trey.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the Entrepreneur on Fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.